Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Mark Puente of the Baltimore Sun. Mark, quite a bit of news actually coming out of the police department over the last couple weeks involving body cameras and a problem with an important case in court and the police officer's Bill of Rights.
That is correct. The most pressing or newest is the body cameras. The mayor released her findings from a task force that she appointed, and they're going to move ahead, and they want to have a pilot program with at least 100 cameras deployed throughout the city by the end of the year.
What's the major problem there, do you think?
Well, right now they got to find a vendor, they got to test the cameras, they got to develop policies. But the task force that the mayor created said they should do it slowly. They don't want to rush into it. They want to get the proper equipment and then have it rolled out sometime next summer to the entire department.
I mean, I just wonder what their concerns about it. She wants it. Everybody seems to want it.
Well, there's privacy concerns on can officers have the cameras on when they're in hospitals or when they're talking to sexual assault victims. So they need to sort all that out and put the policies in place.
And the Bill of Rights issue.
The Bill of Rights issue is what protects officers when they're accused of misconduct. There's been a lot of talk and there's a lot of proposed bills in Annapolis right now that could whittle away at those rights. Currently, as far as we can tell, Baltimore is the only one who's demanding changes. The mayor, the police union throughout the state is against it. They're marshaling their rank and file, urging them to go to Annapolis to show support to defeat the measures.
Well, so far we don't know what the mood of the assembly is on an issue like this. Everything is focused on the budget at the moment, but at some point, we'll know more about that. And the court case.
A recent court case has turned into a lawsuit. A narcotics officer arrested an individual, accused him of selling drugs. He sat in prison in jail for 2 years on a no-bail hold. Public defender challenged the truthfulness of the search warrant. During that hearing in federal court, the judge cut the officer off and said he's worried about him incriminating himself, and he had problems with what he was saying. The next day, this U.S. attorney dropped all the charges. There was 20 gun and crime charges, and the man was freed the next day. A few months later, he filed a lawsuit for wrongful imprisonment from the detective. The department stands by the officer saying he did nothing wrong. He did everything proper in a search warrant, and it'll play out in state court now.
Is there anything new in the area that you did such good work on in the last year or so on police brutality and the settlements that the city has made?
We're still waiting for the city to release their findings on the report, whether or not they would get rid of the confidential clause in the settlements. And I'm still waiting to hear from the Department of Justice on an update of where the review stands.
And the Justice Department is doing that review. They hired somebody to do that, right?
They hired a firm out of Chicago, a police consulting firm, who's already been in the city once talking to police officials and gathering records. And they're doing their number crunching and data analysis. And we're waiting to hear now what the next step is.
So what would have to happen on the confidentiality thing? Would there have to be a law? Would there have to be an ordinance? Or would they just change the guidelines?
They would just change it and strike it out of the settlement clause. We did a story showing other cities don't have that practice. They don't silence people who collect money from the city in a taxpayer-paid lawsuit. And the administration has said if they find it's a bad practice, they'll get rid of it.
Okay, Mark. There's a lot of stuff happening behind your work. It's really good. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Mark Puente, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.